Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
AM WSM, the unmistakable sound of the Twist. That is Chubby Checker, and he is our guest this morning on Coffee Country and Charlie. This Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, part of the Golden Oldie Spectacular. Chubby headlining, also featuring Charlie Thomas's Drifters and the Duprees. Chubby Checker, welcome to WSM Radio. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Always nice talking to Nashville.
You were 18 years old when you first recorded that song. I can't imagine what that does and how your life changed when that thing became the monster hit that it would go on to be.
Well, as we speak, it's the number one song of all time, and it will be number one until 2063.
Wow.
Amazing song. And by the way, on a big country station, if you told everybody on a country station, this is the number one song of all time, who's going to turn it off? They're going to say, okay, let's hear it.
I hear you. Well, I can. In your long career, you have probably played any venue possible. And I can even imagine in the great decorum of a symphony hall, when they hear the, come on, baby, everybody's up on their feet. You can't help but dance to that one, right?
remember when that hotel used to be called King of the Road?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was there playing, I think it was maybe 69 or something.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
And Porter Wagoner was watching me play. And I never forgot that. And I said, hey, Porter, where's that big blonde? Where is she? He said, Chubby, she didn't come tonight. But, you know, I had the privilege of playing Dollywood. And she came on stage and danced with me, so I got it both ways. It all worked out in the end. It was wonderful.
Well, you know, in hindsight, if you could only sing but couldn't move, or only move but couldn't sing, it wouldn't have worked. It was that magic combination of not just the movements and the great hook of that song, but the fact that your vocals are terrific as well.
Oh, it just, you know, that song just changed everything. Mm-hmm. It changed the dance floor. We now have that style of dancing, and even all the country people do it on the dance floor as well, if they're not line dancing. We changed the dance floor. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what that song has done. It's given us the style that we dance on the dance floor. It's still with us, like the electric light. When the electric light came on the scene, it was consumed immediately. And when the phone came on the scene, it was consumed immediately. When the Twist came on the scene, on American Bandstand in 2 minutes and 42 seconds. That style of dancing was consumed by the by the human family, and it's still on the dance floor. It's even in all of the workout places where they have gyms, they play that music.
Well, there is a Dick Clark connection. You mentioned Bandstand. There's a Dick Clark connection into how Ernest Evans became Chubby Checker, correct?
Well, I was doing a Fats Domino song, and my name was already Chubby.
Okay.
And this lady says, Fats, chubby, like Fats, and let's put Checker on there, like Domino. And it was Dick Clark's wife, Barbara.
Oh, wow.
And she put Checker on the Chubby. Mm-hmm. And believe me, my life was okay until that moment. But when she put Checker on the Chubby, my whole life changed. Mm-hmm. I was about 17. And by the time I made a song called The Class, shortly after that, it was a hit. And then we had two that didn't do too well. And my mom, I told my mom that she had a close hookup with God. I said, Mom, you got a close hookup with God. Call him and tell him I'm suffering. I need another song. And mom said, she said, well, I had a dream that you were going to make a song. It wasn't going to be your song, but it's going to cover the whole world. And I remember just a few weeks before my test in the 12th grade, Dave Apple say, "Come on up here. We've got this Hank Ballard song I want you to sing." I say, "Mom, you think that's it?" She said, "Ernest, I don't know. Just go sing it." And so I went up there, and I did it four times. And Dave says, "Chubby, that note is flat on Daddy's sleeve." And I said, "Dave, I've got to do my homework. My grades are terrible. They'll never know." Little did I know.
You spent a lot of time in Philadelphia, still make your home in that area, but South Carolina is where you're originally from.
You know, I'm a South Carolina guy. You can't take the country out of Chubby.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you this. I was just in South Carolina on Saturday. I go back home often. I go back all the time.
Okay.
To my cousins and we had a cookout there. I'm just always down there. I never leave home. I love Philadelphia. I've been living in this house for 51 years, married to the same woman, and we just have a good time. The kids are big, you know. But you know, I'm blessed to be able to go out and do this thing that I do, because we're coming to Nashville. I'm going to light up the theater and I'm going to burn it down and go home.
That's this Thursday night, Skirmerhorn Symphony Center, Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, also featuring Charlie Thomas's Drifters and the Duprees. I want to take you back about 20 years ago, Chubby, to a country record called The Texas Twist.
I know how to twang. The first music I ever heard was country music, so I made one country album. Not going to make another one, but I want people to know that I could do that. But I have a song called The Other Side of Nashville, and you need to hear what happened to me when I was in Nashville.
We're going
to
play that right now on 650 AM WSM.
And a wife and two kids that I dearly love. I know it's wrong, I try to stay away, but the feeling's way too strong. Side of Nashville, that's where my cheating heart belongs.
From 1994, the album's called The Texas Twist, and that is The Other Side of Nashville. Our special guest this morning, Chubby Checker, he's at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center this Thursday night. Boy, that takes you back to your childhood, doesn't it?
First music I ever heard was country music. In fact, I'm in show business because of a man called Ernest Tubb.
Oh, wow.
Mom took me to see Ernest Tubb at the Georgetown Fair when I was about 4 years old, and my mouth was open. I couldn't close my mouth, and I looked up there and says, "Mom, I want to do that." I was 4 years old. I said, "Mom, I want to do that because my name is Ernest, and his name was Ernest Tubb." I said, "Oh, no, I'm going to be doing what he's doing."
You picked the one guy who helped so many people back in the day as well, too, the legendary Ernest Tubb.
Loretta Lynn told me that she, Ernest Tubb was her favorite, said. She said, because of him, she says, you know, he told me a few things, and I'm in business because of that. And Loretta and I are very good friends, by the way. Sometimes I go to her place, and I do Conway Twitty with her.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
I'm Conway, and
and she's Loretta, right?
Yes, I fill in for Conway for her every now and then.
Oh,
yes,
that is wonderful. Well, I know the folks are excited to see you in Nashville this Thursday night. There are still some tickets available. Chubby Checker and the Wildcats, also featuring Charlie Thomas's Drifters and the Duprees, 7 o'clock this Thursday night at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. Chubby, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us this morning.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless. Thank you.
More coffee, country, and Cody coming up on 650 AM WSM.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.